Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let's talk to Maria Timpe.
Sandukun binyelela, Pastor Ray.
Sawubona.
Egameni namandla igama lika Jesu. Baholi, nonkeni. Mfundisi uJabu, nomfundisi uSipho, nomfundisi uMotha, nemindeni yenu nonke. Ngiyanibingelela ngegama lika Jesu. Ngiphinde ngibingelela abalandeli bonke. The Radio Pulpit nemindeni yabo. Pastor Ray, the slogan is Petty Simnandi. Simnandi, ngoba siya abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Kuyilapho sifunda khona ukuba rooted kuNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu ushilo vele izwini akukho lula. Kodwa egcineni kunomvuzo lapha kuIsaiah 9:6. Kune price, kuna ma price wakhona we wenkamu uhamba endleleni kaNkulunkulu. Mohamba endleleni kaNkulunkulu kuna ma prizes. UNkulunkulu emuhle uyathembeka endleleni. Siyanqoba, Pastor Ray. Ene kwamele ukuthi sinqobe. Kusho kona ukuthi akusamela ngasibheke emuva. Ngaso sonke isikhathi fanele siphokophele. Sihlale kuNkulunkulu. Imnandi into kaNkulunkulu. Ifuna ube strong. Ifuna ume. Ifuna uhlale. Ifuna unamathele kuNkulunkulu. Ifuna umthando uNkulunkulu. Thanda umuntu. Uthanda ukuba semhlabeni. Uthanda ubone ukuthi uthanda noma kungasathandeki kodwa uthande. Lolo thando luphiwe. Uphiwa uNkulunkulu. Kulukhulu yasipha uthando lwangempela nentokozo yangempela. Mohlala kuNkulunkulu uba sothandweni, uba sentokozweni, uba nesimilo, mhlonipha umuntu konke okwenzayo, ugcwala intobeko, ichichime, ngoba uNkulunkulu umuhle, akasekeleli, futhi ngeke azasekelele. Hleza nathi intokozo yethu imnandi ngendlela emangalisayo, sigcwele ipeace. Sho njalo lapha kuIsaiah kithi sine peace. Ngiyabonga ncike Nkosi, uNkulunkulu anenze kahle. Ngiyathanda kakhulu ngegama likaJesu. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Maria Timpe there. And send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Maria Timpe, sikuthanda kakhulu nawe. And let's hear what you say about this. We are talking about the very aspect of suffering for Christ.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Mankosi.
Bafundisi bami ngelihle igama lolufi kwam Kristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Ngifunda lana ku-2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Ngethizwe likaNkulunkulu uhlanganyela nami ukuhlupheka njengebutho elihle likaKristu. Ku-8 laphayana, Pastor Romans chapter 8, 18 izinhlupheko zesikhathi samanje azinakulinganiswa nenkazimulo eyakwambulwa kithina.
Ya.
Simele ukungena kasareni enhluphekweni, inhlupheko azisibulali, siyasiqinisa, zisenza ukuthi simazi uNkulunkulu kangcono.
Mm.
And sisiletha kuye khona lana kumahubo 1. Amahubo kwangilingela ukuba ngihlushwe, ukuba ngimazi ongcwele kaNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga Pastor, uNkulunkulu angigcine ngibusise.
Inkosi ikubusise, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Amen. Thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu, ma'am.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And of course, we are at 6:30. We will be having an interview with Reverend Selby Khumalo. That is happening at 6:30. So, just as many before we conclude this matter, we want to hear what you say with regards to this. What is, or what does it mean to suffer for Christ? You know, of course, to suffer for Christ, what does it mean? Lenki says, Dumelang bon tate mreneng, suffering for Christ is the intentional knowledge that one will be isolated, misunderstood, and cast aside for one's belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One should be prepared to lead a solitude life and pray without ceasing. James chapter 5 verse 13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Lenki rampo utabete. Hey, bana. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you exceedingly and abundantly. We're taking your calls. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's going to 10 past, which means we must go to the conclusion of this first aspect, this matter. And let me start with you, Mfundisi Mota. Suffering for Christ, Psalm 44, verse 22. Yet for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Hey, abafuni ukuyikhuluma le Mfundisi Mota. Uthi?
Hey, Mfundisi wami.
Angithi Mfundisi wakhona uthi you shall live forever. Forever yours, forever mine.
Abafuni ukuyikhuluma mfundisi wami lena ngoba ayihle kahle, izwakali kamnandi. But as umntwana kaNkulunkulu, you rejoice, you see it as an honor for you to be slaughtered all day long for the sake of Christ. Because you are not being slaughtered all day long for being the person that you are. But it is because it is no longer you that lives, but Christ that lives in you. And we need to understand that when we are hated, actually, the world hates Christ that is in us. Because the moment we fully surrender our life unto Christ, we die. The selfness it ceases to exist, but Christ comes and lives in us. So now we need to understand, even if Bas Kuluma Gabi, it is because of Christ that is in us.
Yeah.
Even if bangaje baze bambone ngamehlo enyama, but because the enemy knows that we are actually having the seed of God, we are having the Son of God inside us, and that is why he tried to distort us and to discourage us in so many ways. And we need to understand that they can do whatever they can do in our body, but they can never be able to reach out to the man that is in us, because he is hidden in Christ himself. You know, they will always say things and talk and call us by names. You remember the story of Joseph when his brother saw him coming and approaching, and they said, here is a dreamer. They started to call him about names because of what the father has instilled in him. So we should not be surprised. Ukutumanga besibonakala siqhamuka sivela baqale bakhuluma amagama aziswane sizulu basho kanjani but kukhulunywa amagama aziswane but bakhuluma amagama which are not pleasing. Also noma ngabe ungawezwa, if you do not understand what it is, because of the inner man, the man Christ himself that is in you, then ungagcina usuphatheka kabi ukhubazeka. But the word of God says that for it is given unto us, it has been granted unto us that we should suffer on behalf of Christ. That is the book of Philippians chapter number 1 verse 29. It says, for to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. So we should understand what even faith, it is a gift from God, and also suffering for Christ, it is a gift from God. We should receive it like that, and accept it like that. But this is a gift from our Heavenly Father. And Joseph, my brother, they eat his food, even though they disguised him, even though they throw him into the pit, but they needed what he was carrying. They took off his jacket. People will hate you, but they still need the Christ that is in you. So be accessible to them so that they can see the salvation of the Lord.
I hear you. Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Babongani.
Ungucoshi thuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRain, ngibingelele nabafethu abayizambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nomndeni wonke weRadio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yamakhosi uChristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Isihloko sanamuhla esithi suffer for Christ, ukuhluphekela uChristu. Suffer means to bear with, permit. Romans chapter 8 verse 17 says, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. When we suffer for Christ, we go through persecution, trials, and tribulation for preaching the gospel. We endure. We are not permitted to preach the gospel in certain places. We are afflicted. We become enemies for calling and believing in the name of Jesus. Ukuhluphekela uKristu ulahlekelwa izinto zonke zezwe. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15 says, if anyone's work is banned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Babongani.
Tumembe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele. Tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Dimakato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Nabafundisi lapho. Suffering for Christ, yeah, it's a difficult one. But ukuthi uzidele okubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi umuntu mawufuna ukuthi udele impilo yakho ngenxa kaKristu, because laphayana uyasho kubafundi bakhe laphayana kuMatthew 16 verse 24 uthi uma umuntu efuna ukungilandela akazidele. So kusho ukuzidela, and ukuzidela first and foremost fanele sibe nespirit of discernment ukuthi ukwazi ukuhlukanisa imimoya ekhona emkhathini, and then uzokwazi ukuthi uzidele umlandele uJesu njengomsindisi mfundisi wethu, but kuyabiza, there's a price to pay. Every time uma uzidela, yazi ukuthi kukhona ofanele ukuthi uhlukane nako, ukuthi ukudele kwasemhlabeni uzukwazi ukuthi udele usafarele uJesu, ngokuba yena wasisafarela, wasifela, wafela izono zethu, ngenxa yezono zethu sathola ukusindiswa ngokuthi uJesu ebekhona emhlabeni. Manje asizideleni bazalwane ukuthi sikwazi ukumfela uJesu, ulimele iqiniso. Akuzukuba lula, kodwa kuyabiza, but uma wena uzitshelile nje, umkhethile uJesu njengenkosi nomsindisi wakho, uzozidela ubese uyama esikhaleni, umele iqiniso, umfele uJesu njengoba asifele nathi. Ngiyabonga bafundisi, amen.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Exceptionally abundantly.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Before Ngfika kuwe ke Sipho, here's another one. It says, hi Pastor Ray, also suffering for Christ means even when your body is not willing to do the job in servanthood, preaching, praying, attending to the needy, but because of the calling you wake and you as dela. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests in you. 1 Peter 4:14. NIV, Marvin B. Thank you so much. And of course, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this. Uguti utini ke ngalolu daba. Kenzeke ikhathini. People don't understand what does it mean to suffer for Christ. Let me read this verse that many people avoid in Basavin Salawe New Testament. Psalms 44, verse 22. For your sake, we are killed all day. We are consumed as sheep for slaughter. Okay. Psalm 69, verse 7. Asuke kulama New Testament. Because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame has overcome, or shame has covered my face. Ish. Okay. Jeremiah 15:15. Oh Elohim, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance on me, on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. We are kuzwa nokuzwa. We are bosha nokuboshwa.
Yeah.
Sipho.
Indaba evangeli mfundisi akusukudlala isonto, it's not only just playing church.
No
games. But doing somebody a sacrificer and doing an extra mile for the kingdom of God.
Yes,
remember,
sir.
I was placed one of the callers I met wafundela, but sometimes our body mfundisi ubona ukuthi it's been tired. But
yeah.
Having the zeal for Christ,
yes.
Having that passion ukuthi if I cannot do this, man, I'll be letting my master down.
And yeah.
Having the mind of Christ.
Let me do it.
Nama feelings ako upambana ngokuthi bathi mose ngoba yonke into seyishap ubhayiza manje yonke into right, why manje uphathana nama Bible if manje ngathi ushumala ngoba uhluphekile, so nako sokumele uhlale phansi, but having that mind ukuthi I must serve Christ with all what I have, with all my strength, with everything in life to serve Christ. So suffering for Christ is ukuthi we dedicate everything that we have, give it all out for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We cannot find this let down ngomamanye saka sibusisile and then we sit down and relax. Ingaki Bible Romans chapter 5 verse 30, not only so but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. In other words,
It's not only mfundisi Jabulani ukuthi uNkulunkulu sibusise ngezinto eziphathekayo noma ngemsebenzi noma nangezinto abantu abayibukayo, but suffering for Christ. I'm being reminded in the scriptures in chapter 5 go Acts verse 44 lithi babatshela babancenga abapostoli ukuthi the knowledge should no longer preach about Christ or else bazobashaya. IBhayibheli lithi akhetha nina ukuthi nilalelo bani, but thina hayi baba, we move forward
and babashaya. Yeah.
Babashaya lithi iBhayibheli baphuma bethokozile ngoba bazi ukuthi suffering for Christ has got the reward. That is why asisho njengoPaul ukuthi thina njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu simele ukungena eyinhlelweni embusweni kaNkulunkulu emva kwezinhlupheko eziningi. Those suffering, we are creating our own crown. One day we shall be rewarded. Ukuthi sihlekiwe, sathukwa, ngizengahleka mfundisi, but abanye sipho sasicabanga ukuthi iyahlanya. Uphethe iBhayibheli ungimshumayela, ngiyasho ukuthi ushini madelanini, mangibona ngiphethe iBhayibheli ngiyahlanya.
Kanti bowuvuka uzidela. The very same thing ekhulunywa Marvin B says, uyavuka, uyazidela. Eish, madoda.
Yeah. 10 years ngingasebenzi ngiqeda isikolo, taking my Bible.
Yeyikolweni.
Bekhona la isakhi, preaching Christ.
Yeah.
Sengiyababuka nje abantu bathi hayi, asicabanga ukuthi iyahlanya. Shuthi kubo nganginje umuntu ohlanyayo. And that's a mockery, and that was the rejection that I suffer from. But thank God, I will be rewarded in that day.
Thank you so much, Sipho. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And of course, let's see Zoza Guega, Mfundisi Motha. And of course, time has really gone. Let me read what Thapelo Joel Selepe says. Evening to all servants of God, suffering for Christ is a lifestyle, building Christians in patience and brevity, etc. 2 Timothy 3:10 to 12 and 2 Corinthians 12:10 regards Thapelo Selepe. Dankie Ntate Selepe.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
I was trying to read another one by, is it legendary? But it looks the same as the one written by Marvin B. It's the same person. This one he leaves the name, the other one, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. And of course, for this month, let me bring this to you as we close this segment. Daniel, chapter 3, verse 23. Abai kulumilis. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning furnace. There are times when you will be thrown in the midst of the burning furnace. And it does not have to be literally that. But it can be anything that will really destroy you or punish you. Because there, David says, for we suffer rebuke. That was the rebuke of a system that they were suffering them. Funis Mota.
Hey, Funis Wam, thank you so much, my brother. Indeed. Because Lamatota Anmela Ikuniso Ameliz Gankolongold. And hence they were thrown into the fire. It's it as a strabanguti siawashu women with an intention, Yoguti, they might even denounce their faith. But they remain faithful even up until the end, because they knew. That is why they even said, even if uNkulunkulu wethu angasindi sikulomlilo, but we will never ukuba sikhonze abanye uNkulunkulu. So my brother, that into leyo eza ukwenzeka singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngasonke isikhathi, because we will be tested kubonakala ukuthi just want to see ukuthi really do you really believe in Christ as you are saying, or you are just claiming. And you will be challenged, you will be mocked, you will be humiliated, they will talk bad about you just to try to provoke you. So we should just understand that we at all times we should remain humble and calming, because the Lord says the battle is not yours,
Yeah.
But it is mine.
Amen.
I will fight for you. I will stand for you.
Yes.
Like Peter and other disciples, after they have lashed them 39 times,
okay,
public humiliation in the book of Acts chapter 5, verse 41. The Bible, when they left the council, they were rejoicing. But the council was actually trying to humiliate them, because at those times it was the greatest humiliation in the eyes of the public. But they left rejoicing because they understood what they have inside for them. It is so greater that it can never be challenged and it can never be overcome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know what? Ukhotsi eDurban eThekwini kudala samgcina. Khotsi
sibong kugcina baba siyazi kungama handla akho. Hallelujah, Pastor Ray Tula, Kutula, Tula, Radio Kulpiti, Nyabingelele kameni lenkosi, uKhotsi lo, from eThekwini eGagasini, long time. Aw, Jesu, uNkulunkulu muhle, ngisakhona, I'm still around, amandla nje kaNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga ngeNkosi yamthenje ngingene, namhlanje njengoba kuyi-last Sunday of 2025, nasi sihloko esimangalisayo esingaka, ukuthi yini ukuyidela, hayi. Yabona nje into ethi ukuzidela ifuna amasosha. Ngiyamthanda uJesu nakathi ongilandelayo makazidele athabathe isiphambano angilandele. So ukumlandela ukuyidela nje ushilo umama ophumayo lapho ukuthi uyazidela. That's the only answer enginayo mina ukuthi umuntu othi nje uyamlandela uKristu Jesu ukuzidela nje. Uma uzidelile uba yisosha. Siwe isosha lifele empini. Nathi sizofa kanye noKristu Jesu, we will suffer just because naye he has suffered. So ngisho njalo nje ukuthi indaba nje kaKristu Jesu ithi nje le nto ukuzidela. Unkulunkulu anibusise ningene kahle enyakeni 2026. Sihambe uNkulunkulu wethu asigcine njalo. Inkosi yomsinibusise. Ngizosho njalo, ngizothi baba siyazi kungama kungamandla akho. Glory to Jesus. Unkulunkulu anibusise. Amen.
Amen. UKhotsi lo. Hey madoda, hayi suka sekuyisikhathi eside ke. Sorry about that. Jackie M, this is too long, man. Sorry about that. Says Matthew suffered martyrdom, killed by the sword, a wound. Mark died after being dragged by horses. He was dead. Luke was hanged due to his tremendous preaching to the lost. Peter was crucified upside down in X shape. James was thrown over 100 feet down in the pinnacle of a temple where he refused to deny his faith, survived, but his enemies beat him to death. And then Bartholomew, known as Nathaniel, suffers most brutal death as a missionary. He was flayed to death by a whip. Thomas stabbed with a spear on a mission to establish the church. Jude killed with arrows. Paul tortured and beheaded. John boiled in a huge basin of boiling oil. And persecutions in Rome. He wrote his prophetic book of Revelations. He was freed, and he is the only disciple who died peacefully as an old man. Right. Sipho, siyabonga. Nkosi kubusise. Next week, or the coming week, we will be touching on the issue of witnessing. Siyabonga, Sipho.
To God be the glory. I love you guys. God bless you. Nibalulekile.
Happy birthday, mfanakithi. Happy birthday, intwana yam. Happy birthday.
Thank you, good man.
Hola pruaka. Hola pruaka. And also, thank you, Mfundisi Motha. Siyabonga.
My brother. Thank you so much, man of God. May the Father bless you and Fundi Sipho. Enjoy your birthday, my brother, and Nabalalele Makayo.
How's it going? Tuda and Jabu, Sekhanda Mfo, Semakunwin La Pope.
Ah,
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And of course, at the top of the hour 7, we'll be closing the show. Let's play an interview, a recording, an interview of Reverend Selby Khumalo after this, just a bit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.